I hate the lesbian mafia. They are so stupid. And let's talk about Sandy. She is a fucking ball-licking whore. She just doesn't want to admit it. Doesn't that feminazi hose bag know there is no such thing as a real lesbian? What the fuck is wrong with that bitch? What a stupid bimbo she is. So dumb. That fascist greaseball gave me malarkey. I have been shitting for 3 days straight. Fucking Cortona. And all that redneck hick Shelly does is laugh like a fucking hyena. Somebody slap that bitch. And Loa, that Puerto Rican and Hesh wannabe gives blowjobs for $5 at Hunts Point. And Molly, give that hostile bitch a tranquilizer. She has got to be tweaked out on some shit. She needs to be knocked the fuck out. And I would like to be the one to do it. I will punch that bitch straight in her face. Dead up. And Paula, that spaghetti bender needs to take a drag off that joint. Bitch needs an antidepressant. These ass fucks have no life. Devil worshipping, flag burning, anti-American treasonous traitors who spit on the American flag, plot destruction, talk to the dead at black masses, and scratched baby faces. Women of the dragon. Hey, hey, ho, ho. The lesbian mafia's got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. The lesbian mafia can blow my hole. If you want my body and you think I am sexy, come on, sugar, tell me so. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me, come on, honey, tell me so. Cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, and we were making it, and you shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long.
Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. Cause I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian.
Hey Sandy, what up? This is Joshua showing you some love from Fort Myers, Florida. I just want to say thanks for the ad on MySpace, and I just got a chance to listen to the show. I think it's really awesome. It's really good. I'm going to put all my friends onto it. I can't wait to hear what you have next. And thank God I'm gay.
I don't know what is going on. Everything looks so different. I don't understand what's happening on this screen. Everything looks completely different from the last time that I recorded. Everything is totally different. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. There's blue. There's blue all over this recording program. There's blue. And then there's like a white shadow behind everything. And I don't understand what's going on. I don't know if I'm recording. What is going on here? I don't know. I just don't know. Hello. You're listening to... I don't know if you're listening to anything right now, because I don't know if anything's recording. And I don't know if I'm, like, blowing your ears out right now if you're listening to me in headphones. If I am, I'm very sorry. My levels always suck anyway, because I don't know how to produce a podcast. I suck. That's not my talent. Getting levels right and arranging everything. I'm not good at that. I'm not any good at the talking portion of this either, but you know, I'm a little better at that, just a touch. So, this was an incredibly draining day. I had to go to the attorney with my mother today to work out her will and her estate so that she leaves all of her millions in the right place, you know, in the event something should happen. And it's not so much... Well, no, it is, your parents' property and stuff like that, it's all, it is a financial matter, but it's also an emotional matter because there's emotional attachments to things like property and stuff like that. So, that itself was draining. But when you have a mother like mine, it becomes like, it becomes a sitcom. And it's not funny when you're me, because I'm the one that's upset, right? Because you don't understand what I have to deal with. You really don't understand what I have to deal with. The time comes for the appointment. She calls me on the phone. Sandy, you ready? Yes, I'll meet you outside in 5 minutes. Okay. So I'm warming up the car, and she comes outside of the door because she could see that I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to go. She comes outside, and I think that she's going from the passenger door to open it to get in the car, and instead she goes into her purse to take her cell phone out. And she proceeds to make a telephone call and, you know, pace in front of the house. I'm saying to myself, why couldn't she make this phone call why? Why? And then, you know, my mother's the type that everybody gets impatient with her. When we went to the attorney's office, he started getting impatient with her. And then I start to feel like, hey, that's my mom. Don't do that to my mom. But I do the same thing to her because she's impossible. She is impossible. And I'm thinking, she must get this all the time. She probably gets people, you know, fighting to not roll their eyes when they're talking to her all the time. Because I think I'm probably going to turn cross-eyed from trying not to roll my eyes every time I talk to my mother. God forbid. But anyway, so everything else is wrong with me. Why would I, you know, look. So then afterwards, because this was an incredibly draining day, and it's been a draining couple of weeks, but because this was such a draining day, I like to go by the water and, you know, I bring my journal and I write, you know, about things, you know, like how much I hate my mother, stuff like that. You know, I journal, right? So I'm sitting on the rocks and I'm, you know, absorbing, you know, I'm taking it all in, the atmosphere, the water, the sounds, everything, you know, the plane up ahead, you know, the beautiful scenery in front of me, all of that good old murky New York City water. To relax my nerves. And so I'm writing. And I'm writing really large. I'm like taking up like half a page to write like, you know, 7 words. That's how big I'm writing because I was so frustrated today. Anytime I have to spend more than a half an hour with my mother, I feel like my head's just gonna fall off my neck. So I'm sitting there, you know, I'm sitting on that, you know, this like a rock and whatever. And then all of a sudden, this like bird comes and lands right next to me on a rock. So I'm like, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, hi, birdie. You know, hi, little birdie. And I said it. I spoke to the bird and I said, hi there, little birdie. I did. Sometimes I speak to birds. I don't make a habit of it. But this bird was right next to me, like maybe, you know, 3 arms lengths away. And I sat there for a half an hour. Can I tell you that bird didn't leave for a half an hour? Earlier in the morning, one of my girlfriends was reading from some Wayne Dyer book, you know. And you know how Wayne Dyer is. Like, what's the message in everything? So then I start saying to myself, what's the message? What's the message behind this bird that landed and sat next to me? Because the bird would not leave. Is this bird going to tell me to kill my mother? And I looked at him or her to see, like, what are you doing there? Like, I wanted to know, what is this bird doing? And the bird was just, like, looking out into the water, you know, not doing much of anything, just sitting next to me. You would think it was my bird, you know? Listen, enough with the bird already, okay? But, I'm sorry, I'm taking my earrings off. Ow! Okay, sorry. So, I think I've probably been rambling for way too long. I have no idea if this even recorded. I have no idea what this is going to sound like. You know, the winter's coming. It's October. It was 85 degrees today. It's been 85 degrees all week. It's October and it's Columbus Day weekend. So I can't go on in denial that it's still summer because it's winter now. And it's the winter is so hard on me physically. I can't deal with it. And I'm dreading another winter. Anyway, so I started up my blog on the lesbianmafiacast.blogspot.com, and there's a link to it on my MySpace. also, which is myspace.com/thelesbianmafiacast also. So, I mean, you know, if you want to check it out, you know, I've been blogging for years on like MySpaces and stuff, but you know, every single MySpace I've had got hacked. You know, so I opened up this blog when I started doing the show. But, you know, since I started doing the show, I really haven't had too much time to blog. And every so often, I do blog. So if you wanted to check that out, please do. And, okay, so I have nothing that I want to talk about today. I have no topics that I really and particularly want to talk about today. So whatever comes to us, I hope is at least mildly entertaining for you. So we'll begin.
Where's Belmore?
What?
Where's Belmore?
Belmore is in New Jersey. A lot of Guidos and Guidettes go there to party.
Well, no, I'm watching this thing called Restaurant Nightmares. It's Chef Gordon Ramsay, the guy that used to do Hell's Kitchen.
Oh.
And one of the restaurants is in Belmore. And the total fucking Italian Guido chef and the manager and everything. And I'm like, I didn't know where it was. That's why I wanted to ask you. Who else would I ask?
Now, you mean to tell me that you're not watching The Bionic Woman?
No. I'm not going to watch that crap.
Okay, so there aren't any listeners in Armenia.
Yeah, well, you know, it's...
Why aren't they up on the podcasting?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I gotta talk to my people. I'll talk to my people and I'll get back to you. What the fuck am I supposed to know? But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So,
what is with you New Yorkers anyway? I was talking to this New Yorker today at work.
Mm-hmm.
At that food convention that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me her whole life history in about her 5 minutes. And I was like, okay, She has to utilize her time somehow and make it known that she's a New Yorker. Everybody from New York has to make it known that they're a New Yorker.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you guys are proud. You know what I mean? Just like I'm proud to be from, you know, L.A. That's my home sweet home. You know, it's got a piece of my heart.
Yeah. My interpretation of that is that people automatically know when you're a New Yorker, and then they give you these leering looks.
No. I love New Yorkers. When I pick up a New York accent, I, like when I'm talking to somebody, I'm like, you're from New York. Oh, yeah, 'cause I love New York. But those who give those looks, they can go, you know, stick it up their ass.
I don't think people from other cities are quite as in love with the city that they live in the way New Yorkers are, and I think maybe that puts people off a little. I don't know.
I'm in a New York state of mind. To those who do and that make it and survive and, you know, can live a nice life, it's hard to do it in New York. I know, you know how many people I know that move to New York and then move back to, like, you know, wherever they're from, because if you're not from New York, New York is like, the mecca. It's the place that you can, it's the place where it's going to make you or it's going to break you.
Right.
And a lot of people fail, and those who don't fail and that can lead a life in New York, you know, living in the city, now that's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Oh, it's even hard in the surrounding cities. The rents here are crazy.
Of course. You want to know what's weird? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went through that 2 weeks of watching all the Sex and the City episodes.
Yeah.
Okay, I got so, like, I got so attached to that show.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched from season 1 to season 6 every single episode, through and through. And if I had to pause it to get a phone call, I would pause it. I wouldn't just let it play in the background.
Absolutely.
I was addicted to the show. And at the time...
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
I didn't realize how addicted I was until I finished the whole thing. I was like, there's something missing. And it was Sex and the City. It was missing from my life. Because I grew to, like, it's like almost like a friendship. It was like a friend for like 2 weeks.
Now I want you to tell me that you know for a fact that there's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind.
All of those women became your friends, like.
All of them became my friends. I can't wait for the movie to come out.
I'm totally going to see Sex and the City when the movie comes out.
I'm going to go have a couple Cosmos in honor of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to watch the movie. I'm going to go to the movies and see it. Opening night, baby.
You know what the thing is about Sex and the City is it's so incredibly well written.
Yes.
And the characters are all so lovable. And a lot
and relatable. You can relate.
Yes, and a lot of the situations that they're put in are so real. But I don't think Sex and the City did women any favors, because all it did was reinforce that women are desperate, they're petty, and it makes made you feel terrible for being over 30, even though they're all.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all in their 30s and 40s on that show.
And Samantha's in her 40s.
Yeah, Samantha was, I think, approaching 50 or something, right?
She was like 45 at one point when she said it.
I mean, you know, the overall big picture of the show, I don't think it was positive for women, but, you know, it's kind of like having a good friend that's really funny, but maybe doesn't share the same morals that you do.
Right. I mean, I couldn't necessarily 100% relate because it was such a straight lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, and I couldn't stand that episode where Carrie kissed the girl and she was like, oh, I'm definitely straight. Like, fuck you.
It wasn't Carrie that kissed the girl. It was
Carrie. She kissed a girl.
No.
Yeah, she kissed a girl at some party. She got stoned or whatever, and she kissed a girl.
Oh, yes. And they play Spin the Bottle. She kisses Alanis Morissette.
Right, and they had this really sexy kiss, and then, you know, after that, you're, like, hoping that she's going to say, that was nice, or I enjoyed it.
And leave.
Yeah, or, like, I enjoyed it, but I'm straight. You know, not, like, I'm definitely straight. Like, I just didn't like the writing. And you know what? Will and Grace was another show that is, like, you fall in love with these characters. The show was one of the funniest shows on television, but they're always throwing jabs at the lesbians.
Yeah, always.
Did you pick up on that?
They never even had lesbians on the show. It was just mainly, like, the whole gay thing.
And that's fine. It was a gay male show, whatever, that's fine, okay? But the jabs that they would take at lesbians, the little, you know, smarmy remarks that they would make about bull dykes and this and that and the other story. I didn't appreciate it. Yeah, I still loved the show.
Yeah.
And I love Jack and Karen and all that. But, you know, I don't think they did any favors to the lesbian community either. And not for nothing, neither did Queer as Folk.
I hate to say it.
Neither did Queer as Folk. Queer as Folk would constantly take jabs at lesbians all the time making remarks. And that's another show that I love.
We can rely on Logo.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's the only thing. And it's, you know, Logo is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Do you have any show that you like on Logo or anything?
I don't watch TV that often.
Yeah.
I really don't. But when I'm flipping through the channels and there's something good on Logo, you know, like, I love the comedy specials.
Yeah,
and they've got the gay and lesbian comedians. That is hysterical because you can relate to everything.
Right.
Not really any. I love the coming out stories. I don't watch shows religiously on any channel except for Top Chef.
Yeah, we need more lesbian programming.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lolly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Master, we have a visitor.
Okay. Hold on a minute. So you're telling me to watch... You're the one who told me to watch Bionic Woman, and now you're telling me to watch another show?
Yeah, Life.
Why did you make
me... Bionic Woman, I don't know about that show.
I want to know why you made me watch that show.
Because I'm trying to support the Bionic Woman. It's like kind of retarded.
She called somebody a douche.
She did?
In like the first 5 minutes. I said, who the hell writes for this show?
Yeah, it's not making it.
And she's like a schlub. So she's got bad posture also. She's not Lindsay Wagner.
Not at all. And she's getting her butt kicked. The guys in the office was like, if she's going to get beat up like this, we're not watching this show anymore. And, like, she has to go out there and, like, everybody has to help her. We were just discussing that. We were like, we're not watching this anymore. We gave up on her.
So
she's like a kid.
So all of you guys are watching it at the precinct?
Yeah, we were all watching it. We're like the buy China woman history.
Yeah,
she's a bionic woman.
Yeah, she's no good. She's no good.
Yeah, because in the old bionic woman, she went out there on her own and she had a mission and she accomplished it by herself. Now it's like a whole SWAT team behind her and some other people. It's ridiculous.
Do they make the sound?
That's what I was talking about. We were talking about that. It's no kind of all that stuff that used to happen. They can't. The older people can't watch the new bionic woman because we are so we're gonna criticize it because we're used to all the. Like when she saw something fall, none of that is happening. We're like, this is not good.
Right, and I'm used to Lindsay Wagner. She's really tough.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
She was an older woman, so this girl looks like everybody's gonna push her right over and just tell her what to do. She's gonna be like, okay.
Yeah, right. She looks like she couldn't even get a loan for financial aid in school.
The other lady was like, she took charge of the situation. She went on the scene and told people what to do. But now, in this one, they're telling her what she's going to do. And she's like, oh, okay, whatever.
What did the guys at work have to say about it? Did they think she was sexy or something?
They think that she's sexy, but they're not liking that she's not more like a take charge bionic woman. Like, somebody's telling her what to do.
Oh, so they want to see strong women.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much for making. Yeah, thank you very much for making me watch that crappy show. If you're not making me watch a Lifetime show,
and now you have to watch the next show. It's called Life, and that's about this guy that a cop that spent time in jail for a crime. I guess he didn't commit, and he's trying to now find out who set him up. And that one's pretty good.
I think you guys need cable over there. That's what I think.
Then I make them watch Desperate Housewives. That's it. I have the guys, they're watching Desperate Housewives. But they like it.
You have them all over there like wash women.
I'm like, come on, Desperate Housewives. But I have to watch football and baseball and everything else. So I'm like, okay, we're going to watch Desperate Housewives. And Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What's wrong with you people? Why do I keep getting traffic tickets?
We're not giving you the ticket. You sure the police officers?
No, it's not the police officers.
Yeah,
it's,
see?
I know. You guys have nothing to do with them.
Once in a while, it's the police officer. Most of the time, they even give us tickets. It's the traffic.
Yeah, that's an interesting fact, is that the what are they called, the people who give tickets?
Traffic.
The traffic agents give police officers tickets.
Yeah, if we're parked, we get tickets, too.
And you can't get out of them?
Nope.
There's no way.
Nope.
So you're not lying to me when I call you and beg you to get me out of a ticket? You're not lying to me?
You're not seeing me.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for sharing tonight. I'm very happy that you were on the show. I hope that you're on again.
Okay.
Okay, my darling.
What are we trying? Let's just try.
I don't even know if it's going to work.
Oh, my God, I am so tired. Can't believe I've been up since, like, 7, and I'm still kicking.
Yeah, All right, hold on. I think, I'm having trouble getting good levels here. I'm just testing it out on this conversation. Okay, I think that's good. Can you hear me?
Oh, my God, what was that you said?
Can you hear me?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I know. So
no, you didn't know. Don't play like you knew.
Of course I knew. Hello, Shelsey.
Hello, Sandy.
So you're starting right off the right way, laughing.
Of course.
And so, what I want to know from you is, why is it that you laugh for no reason at all times?
Because I'm a deranged psychopath.
Yeah.
I don't have to have a reason for laughing. I just laugh. It just comes naturally for some reason.
Yeah, and then...
I cast you out! Unclean spirit!
Shut up, your ass!
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ! It is he who commands you! He who flung you from the fence of heaven to the depths of hell!
Fuck him!
Be gone!
Fuck him, Garrus!
From this creature of God! In the name of the Father and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Right. And sometimes it puts me off, and I'm like, Shelley, what are you laughing at?
Oh, I know. It pisses you off.
Well, when you're laughing, when I'm just, like, saying, you know, I flushed the toilet, and...
My vision takes in my head, and it makes me laugh, and just because, you know, I don't know, I just keep my little visions to myself.
Something's wrong.
And then I laugh, and people's like, what is she laughing at?
Do you understand that people think that that's strange when you laugh, when there's nothing to laugh at? So, I guess you're not a total stranger to, putting people off. Like that time that you had that turkey sandwich.
That was the most ultimate humiliating, embarrassing thing ever.
Do you want to talk about what happened there?
Sure, let's talk about my embarrassing moment.
Okay, now, you met this girl where?
I met this girl, you can find her. Granted, it wasn't like that, just a friend thing. Let's get this cleared. Friends, that's it.
You weren't attracted to her at all? Okay.
She wasn't my type. But I was nervous because I was just like meeting someone new, and I'm a shy person. And so, you know, I'm meeting, and I spit food out on her.
All right, so let's go step by step. What happened? You went to meet, you met her up, and you guys went kayaking?
Well, yeah, you remember, Cindy, I called you that morning, and I prayed for it to rain, because I had no sleep whatsoever. And, you know, it rains, and she still came to go freaking kayaking.
And I guess when you're tired, it makes it kind of hard to eat properly.
Oh, my God! Okay, well, she calls, and she says she's on her way, and I'm like, okay, and we get down there to Eco Finder, and, you know, we're in our little kayak, so we're kayaking away. We finally, you know, reached our destination, and she went like ahead of me or whatever. It just started pouring down rain. I flip out of the kayak. I lose everything, and I'm like fumbling through the water trying to find everything through this freaking fog of rain.
So you flipped over on the kayak?
Yeah. Thank God she was ahead of me, but yeah, I flipped over.
Oh, so she didn't see?
She didn't see that part of me. I flipped the hell over. I can't see. It's just pouring rain everywhere, and I'm like trying to grab my camera, my food, which I should have let my food go, you know, consider what happened after that. But,
you can never let the food go.
Oh, I should let it go. I should just let it float on down the creek. But anyways, I gathered my...
So wait, hold on. So you had this, you had like one major crisis that you managed to let go under the radar that she didn't see.
Exactly.
Okay.
Anyways, right. And the rope that I had in front of my kayak was floating in the water. I step over, out of my kayak, the rope wraps around my ankle, and I fall flat on my face in front of her.
Wait, did she try to help you up?
No. Well, she was like a ways. She wasn't like in reaching distance for me. You know, she was like, woo. And I was embarrassed. And of course, I laughed it off. I was just like, ha 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 ha.
Okay, so go ahead.
I decided, well, I think I'm going to have a sandwich. I went to laugh like I always do. I went to cover my mouth, and I shot turkey on her. Oh!
Did pieces of meat actually land on her?
It didn't land on her, but she saw me, you know.
Did you blow chunks of turkey out?
It wasn't big chunks. It was just, I don't know, just, you know, when you're eating and just...
Well, I'm just trying to get a visual of how the turkey flew out of your mouth when you were laughing.
Well, I was sitting here eating, and I'm like, and I went to laugh, and when I laughed, a little bit flew out, and she saw it. I'm like, oh, my God, no.
You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
This is what happens when you're punch drunk from being tired.
No joke. But, you know, the, like 1 hour sleep.
Right.
So let that be a lesson to anybody. Do not meet people.
You might have, like, you know, a syndrome, a laughing syndrome.
Maybe so. Maybe I need some kind of pill for that.
It might be triggered by some past event. or it might be seasonal.
A seasonal laugh?
Yeah.
Just go, ha!
Well, I do find it a little off-putting when I'm talking about something really mundane, like...
It's just your mere voice alone makes me laugh.
Woo-hoo-hoo, watch. I know, that's true. No, you know what, though, is a lot of the time, people do not know when I'm being serious or when I'm making jokes. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people do laugh sometimes, and they're like, I don't know if you're kidding or not. So that's...
Even if you are serious, and sometimes I can tell when you're serious, I still feel the need to laugh because just you make me laugh. Even when you're at your pissed off moments and you're just, you're ranting away about someone, I can't help not to laugh. It's funny. I'm sorry.
I don't think you're being very nice to me.
Oh, God, what do you mean? Oh.
How can you laugh at me when I'm distressed?
It's just funny.
Well, thank you very much. I'll be sure to laugh at you the next time you go through something extremely distressing.
You did laugh at me about the turkey incident. That was distressing right there. I'm shocked the girl called me back after that day.
Was it like smoked turkey or...
Oh my God, Cindy, I don't know.
I like pepper turkey.
Actually, you know what it was? Carl Budding turkey. You can get it in the packs.
Oh, really?
Have you ever heard of it?
It sounds familiar.
I pretty much just like eating the turkey alone without bread because I like the protein.
Right, and the sodium.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget the...
Because you need that sodium.
Oh, that's true, the sodium. Mm-hmm. It was very high in that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of those deli meats are just packed with sodium. It's terrible.
But they're so good.
I know. You don't have mortadella down there, right?
Who, what?
Yeah, that's really terrible that you don't have that down there.
We don't have anything in this shithole of the town. All we've got is a beach.
You have to find an Italian deli around there. There has to be one down there. I mean, it can't be...
Oh, yeah, we've got some Italian stuff right there. I don't know, I'm just so picky about food, I guess.
Yeah, you are.
Very.
Yeah, because it can't be that there's only, you know, fried chicken and grits down there. It's the...
Hey, don't knock the grits. Grits is good.
You know what? I had grits one time, and I'm not sure how I felt. I don't know if they weren't made right, but they were a little bitter. Are they supposed to?
They weren't made right. Grits are actually very delicious.
Really?
You make them right, they're very good.
Maybe you could make some and send some in the mail to me.
Okay. Yeah, that'll do.
I'm sure that, you know, if I had an eye for it, I'm sure I could find grits. It's just I never look for it, so...
Oh, my God. Well, that Quaker... Is it Quaker Oat? They put out grits in little packets.
Oh, okay. Hey, Twilo's trying to podcast right now. He's climbing... He's digging his nails, climbing up. I wish I could let you hear him. Poor thing. He's got asthma. Maybe I could let you hear him. Hold on.
I don't want to hear... Oh,
hold on. Wait. My poor little kitty. That's my poor little kitty.
He's kind of evil out here.
No, he's not evil. He has asthma and he has a polyp in his sinuses.
Maybe I should borrow him for the weekend.
What? Yeah, like I would even let this cat go anywhere. Yeah, he's about to destroy everything on this desk right now. But we have to cut this short.
Okay, all right.
Okay, my darling, so thank you very much, Chelsea.
Thank you, Daddy.
Hold on, I'll be there in a second. Hold on. Oh, I'm still recording. Imagine all that. I'm still recording. Imagine that. Okay, Shelsey? I thought I'd leave that foolishness in there for you. So it's the end of the show again, and I didn't get to have everyone on this week, but I did have one of my other friends on, and I hope that she will return again. You know, I have to rotate everyone because I can't have, you know, every single one of my friends on every single show. It's a lot of work, you know. I didn't think I'd be able to get this show up this weekend. There's been so much going on, but I'm really glad that I did. Because I always like talking to you. And wherever it is that you are, in your car, the bus, train, plane, cleaning, in a public restroom selling sex to Larry Craig, in a helicopter, bungee jumping, grooming your crotch, I just want you to know that I'm sitting here doing the same exact thing. until next time, toodles. Arrivederci. Please come back next time. I really don't like all that vibrating business. No, really, I'm not a huge fan of the vibrating, but, you know, just thought I'd, you know, share a little. Okay, this really, TMI. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
I just want to say one thing to my wife at home. Yo, Adrian! I did it!
Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean, and no man can jump in between. No, talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.